To get up and bring their children to church and encourage them to live in the way that you would have them to live, Lord. Be with all those that have lost their mothers. Be with them in a special way. Comfort them, and Lord, let them know in their hearts that the day is coming that we shall all be together again. Be with Brother Jim as he brings this message. Be with this church. Let your spirit fill out all this congregation, Lord, and let it runneth over. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day, the mother. A good Sunday school this morning. We had 90 in Sunday school this morning and had classes that exceeded enrollments this morning. Actually, the Gabriel class, we had some consolidated classes and all. Also, the new class of the College and Careers class. And so, had a really good Sunday school this morning. As Ray said in his prayer, there's not a better place that you could be for a mother to be this morning, be in the house of God with your children or bringing your children, and it's just a joy to see you here this morning. We had several people visiting with us this morning in Sunday school, and also several that's come in since Sunday school that's visiting with us, and we just want you to know you're our special guest. We appreciate you being here, appreciate you being here to worship with us, appreciate you being here to worship and with us, but also honoring your mom if you're here today and honoring your mom. We appreciate that so much, and just want to invite you, if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, that you come back and worship with us anytime here at New Salem Baptist Church.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I got a card to read, and it says, thank you for the beautiful picture, and for the calls, visits, and most of all for the prayers for our family during the loss of our loved one, and we appreciate your thoughtfulness. And that's from Miss Moore and from our family. We do thank you for praying. And let's remember Lloyd Moore and his family. Funeral will be tomorrow. What time, Lachey? 2 o'clock. And anybody that can bring food, going to have it here at the church. We're going to feed the family. So if you could bring food over, have it here at the church around 2 or just whenever you can get it. So be praying for Lloyd's family. If you'd like to learn how to paint, Kathy is teaching a new art class, and there is a sign-up sheet in the back. So if you'd like to learn, just get on that sheet or get with her and let her know that you'd like to, and that way they can get all the canvases and everything. So that'll be the sheets in the back. And remember tonight, no evening service. That's on our Mother's Day. We postpone the evening service, give you a chance to visit. If your mother's not here, you'd like to go see them, so we'll do that. And next Sunday, the 17th, it's going to be a meal for Maddie. Benevolence Committee is hosting a fish fry and chicken. I think Eddie said he's going to have chicken too. And all the stuff to go with it, they just need desserts. And this is a free will donation. Every penny will be used to help buy a service dog for Maddie, for David Susan's granddaughter. It helps detect seizures. You know, she has epileptic seizures, and this dog is able to do that. Very expensive animal but it's well worth it. So if you could come out, we'd appreciate it. And I said it's for a good cause, and that'll be next Sunday after the morning service. And remember, no nut products in the fellowship hall. So if you make a dessert, no nut products. And then Vacation Bible School. I think the sheet's back there. I don't know if Carolyn left it or not. But June 14th through the 17th, that is a Sunday through a Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30. If you've already signed up, we appreciate it. If not, and you'd like to, get with Carolyn and get on the list. If you've got a specific job, she'll do her best to accommodate you. But if not, just show up and help. All help is needed and appreciated. So that'll be the 14th through the 17th of June. Also, June 20th, the Festival of Life is going to be taking place. It'll be at the Community Center. Again, this is an event that all the money is raised to help people in this community and in this county with whatever the need is. I know Maddie is also going to help Maddie, Sharon's brother Curtis, with medical expenses. So it's for a good cause. And the church is going to have a food booth. If you'd like to work in it, Susan's got a sheet back there. You can just fill out the time you'd like to help. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So there's plenty of time slots available, and that'll be on June 20th. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Friday night is the Dade County Convention singing, 7:30. Is that right? 7:30. All right. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Birthday, anniversary. Anniversary.
Stand up, Jason.
Yeah,
Jason. Diamond? Did you have a birthday? Where's Diamond?
Hiding.
Diamond. I will go ahead and say happy birthday and then happy anniversary to Jackie and Antonio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday.
If our ushers would come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering.
And Philip is going to play the offertory for us this morning, so lend an ear. The offertory, is that what it's called?
It sounds good, Dave. That sounds pretty good. Brother Tommy, you ask God's blessing on our offering.
Most of all, most important, dear God, if there's one here today that don't know you as their personal Savior, dear Lord, today would be the day, dear God, they would accept you and become part of your family. Just come with us and be with us often. Help us forgive if you give it to us. In Jesus' name, my
Father. Thank you.
Y'all join us as we continue singing page 125.
Thank you.
scriptures, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but we got a few acknowledgments we need to make. Mr. Gunner was in the state shoot-offs yesterday. They're shooting skeet, and he told me he hit 21 out of 25. Is that right? I'm going to tell you, if the boy says I'll shoot you, believe it. Believe it. Woo! Oh, you want him to stand up. Huh? Yeah.
I want to see who might be.
All right. Peter. Amen. Proud of you, young man. All right. And then we got Mr. Connor. They're in the third round of the state playoffs. Play again Tuesday down in Norcross, and he's probably going to be pitching down there. It would, this game, if you win this game, will it put you over the hump in the most wins? That'll tie him for the most wins in history in the state of Georgia. I sat back there a minute ago and I thought, do I want this church to pray for it? And I thought, would that be fair to the other team? Well, they didn't pray for themselves. I'm praying for God. Amen. I mean, you know, they got the same opportunity to go to God, but I'm going to ask the Lord, let him win that game. What do y'all think? And so we'll pray about that. We're proud of Connor and his activities in playing ball, and Gunner. All of our young people seem to excel. I'd love to be able to say that we've got the one that holds the state record.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be great? And now let's get down to some more serious business. Miss Glenn graduated from college yesterday. You're going to have to stand up, too. Graduated from college yesterday, and I thought how good that was that she got out before Connor goes. Good job on graduation. A lot of good things. We had Caitlin had a little party down here yesterday. She graduated also yesterday. That's Ronald and Julia's granddaughter. And she went in, put an application in to work in her field, and they said they called her in 18 minutes, and she's got a job. Wow. And I'm sure Rodney and them's rejoicing in that she's going to go to work now. I guess instead of being a call, that took place yesterday, too. And we're always proud of our folks in the community and the things going on. And so looking forward to a good day, a great day in the Lord. I thought about this morning, we are going to recognize mothers, but we're going to praise God. Amen. I believe we need to recognize and show appreciation to our moms, but I've come here to worship and praise an almighty God. You know, that's what it's about. That's why we got a good mother. Go ahead, and I'll get down out of the way for a minute.
The little story about Connor.
Did I miss anything?
Connor, don't your teammates give you another name when you're on the field? Okay, well, we got Connor here, so we're going to wish Johnny good luck. Join us singing page 401, Unclouded Day.
Tell me how.
fishing book. I know we don't have many of them, so you'll have to share. We're going to do 136, Jesus is Coming Soon. So if we get you up, please. It's good to have Tiffany here this morning. I asked her to sing spur of the moment, and she talked me into singing with her. So, if it's, pardon? Okay, good. Was that?
Okay, good.
Here goes.
We walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit
at his feet. Who will walk by his side in the way? What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no trust and